Yeah. Yeah. Cool, cool, cool. Welcome to the show. Yeah. You made it to the show. You made it to Idea Hug. You are with us at Idea Hug. This is the place, this is the podcast where listeners submit their ideas and we make it better. We give your idea a hug. Idea Hug. You can submit your ideas to myideahug@gmail.com. You can check us out on Instagram, Twitter. Go to our website at ideahug.com. You can listen to us on YouTube. You can watch me on YouTube. With you, as always, is me, K Money, the voice behind Idea Hug. And we got a great submission for you tonight. We got a great show for you tonight. I'm excited about it. I'm pumped. Idea Hug, the place where we make love to your idea. We caress your idea. When you submit your idea, we're going to start with just a little soft kiss. And the kiss is going to get sloppier and sloppier. We're going to be holding your idea and making sweet, sweet, sensual love to it. Because this is Idea Hug. One thing we do ask at Idea Hug, though, is if you submit an idea, you got to open it up to give. Hug, if you have an idea, don't expect someone to pay you for your idea. It's a place where you give your idea to the world. It's a place where we're trying to change the world. So give out cool ideas. Let people know about it. And don't expect anything in return. You know, this is an open forum. This is public domain. This is Idea Hug. Today we're going to be talking about politics on the podcast. An idea that could help change politics. And it's a fun idea and it's a cool submission. And I really like it. I like it. We're in the studio tonight. We're having a good time. Yeah. Tonight's submission is this idea. What if in every presidential election we have this next one coming up after the Trump era, we have an opening night debate where it's not even a debate, but all the candidates, all the major candidates get up in front of the country and just confess their sins. That's tonight's submission idea. In a few minutes, you'll hear my three thoughts on this, how I make this idea better. But imagine that. All the people applying for the presidency, instead of us finding out later who had an affair, who used cocaine in a bathroom at a party, who fucked who cheated on their wife, who cheated on their husband, instead of finding all that shit out later, we give everyone a night to just spread their dirty laundry out on the table, and we get to hear about it. And we get to be a country that has a chance to forgive and give a second chance to these would-be leaders of our country. And we get to hear their stories, and we get to connect with them on a human level. And we put the issues aside for one night, and we just say, okay, now's your chance to just get all your bad shit out of there, and we can deal with you who you are. Could you imagine a night like that? Yeah, I'm K Money. I'm the voice of Idea Hug, and I'm running for president. And I'm not proud of all the things I've done, but I want you Americans to know, tonight on national TV, international TV, sponsored TV, that I have looked at pornography before, and I probably will continue to do so. And it is an effective and regular part of my life. I did use cocaine at a 4th of July party. I gave it a shot. Psychedelics, tried them all. Actually, I need to elaborate. One night I was getting ready for a New Year's party, tripping on acid, and I woke up in 2 feet of water at Venice Beach. You need to know about that. You may have been there. I need you to know that I did cheat on almost all of my college exams. I need you to know that I hardly went to class. I need you to know that I do masturbate. And I hope you do too. I need you as the American people to know that. Could you imagine a night like this? This could be life-changing. This could be huge. Right now we have a president who, it seems like every week something new is coming out, something from his past. And it really messes with people when the personal sins of our leaders come out. Okay? Now, some of the sins of our leaders and some of the sins of the people that we look up to should be grounds for dismissal. But a lot of times these are just personal mistakes or personal choices that we might not agree with. And we start to confuse whether this person can be a good leader, whether this person can lead our country into financial prosperity, into peace, into safety. We start to confuse those things with the morals of this person in their private life. But when you get into people's private life morals, you get into a lot of judgment categories that are too tricky, that we aren't ready to handle. We weren't designed to handle. So let's have a night. The idea submitted is let's have a night before the election gets started with our major candidates, and they just clear the fucking air. They just spread their dirty shit, their dirty laundry on the table. I think this idea has some traction. So, in a few minutes, you're going to hear my three thoughts. We're going to embrace this idea. Take a minute, grab a whiskey, grab a coffee, grab a glass of wine. If you're driving, do not do those things. If you're driving, drive carefully. Put another hand on the wheel. Smile. Be glad that you're with me tonight. We'll be back with you in 30 seconds. You can email us your ideas anytime you want. You have a world-changing, life-changing idea, email it to us. We'll try to put it on the show. MyIdeaHug@gmail.com. We'll get your ideas out here. Check us out on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. Watch us on YouTube. You don't just have to download us on iTunes. You can watch us. You can see my pretty face. It's really pretty. The idea submitted tonight is, what if there was a night at the beginning of the presidential election where we didn't talk about issues and we didn't talk about politics, but all the candidates got up in front of the country and confessed their dirty laundry so it doesn't come out later? They each put together a list of all the shit that they've done that they think might offend somebody. Now, some of the things that they confess won't be offensive, but they have to kind of go through and say, these are all the things that I think might offend people from all the different parties here in America, all the different backgrounds and cultures. Here's what I did. And give these candidates a chance to talk about their past. All right, so here's my three thoughts on this event. Number one, make this a big televised event, and it has to be hosted by Conan O'Brien, okay? Conan, if you're out there, contact me. Contact me. We met once back in the past. It was cool. Yeah, me and Conan O'Brien met. He probably doesn't remember it, but I really like the guy. Let him add his shtick. Let him add his commentary. Let him guide this night that could be both humorous and emotional. A big televised event hosted by Conan O'Brien as the mediator, as the moderator. And one by one, we hear the candidates confess their dirty laundry, their sins of the past. Their issues that we might find offensive. It's a big confession night. It's televised. This is my first thought. And also, give the candidates a chance to apologize to America, to apologize to people in their life. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. What an opportunity also to allow our country to deal with their moral quandaries, their moral gray areas. This person is a good leader. This person's proven themselves in community organizing, in the government, in the financial markets, but they did make these mistakes, and I have an opportunity tonight to forgive them and give them a second chance. A big televised event hosted by Conan O'Brien on TV for everyone to see. My number two thought is make this a charity event. So everyone's going to tune into this. It's going to get crazy ratings. People are going to watch this from all over the fucking universe. The aliens, the people on Nibiru, the Anunnaki, all of the aliens, the grays, the greens, all the people out there, you're going to tune into this. It's going to make millions of dollars. It will make $1.7 billion. And let's let all the revenue from advertising, let's let all the revenue that this raises, all the hype that comes from it, be donated to charity. And maybe some cool charity like kids whose parents are incarcerated. Things related to second chances, vocational rehab. giving felons a second chance at work. Let's do something where we double down on this second chance night. All proceeds donated to charity. I like it. I love it. That's my second thought. My third thought on this concept, which I really like, is why not do this with other things in life too? Not just politics. What if you even had a TV show called The Big Confession? A reality show called The Big Confession. And we could get our favorite stars. Every episode we're getting 3 mega stars, sports stars, movie stars, TV stars, reality stars, politicians. On this weekly TV show, episodic, and people get on there and just confess their shit. And they apologize to America. They apologize to their fans. Or they have a moment of therapy. Or it's just a night where it's storytelling. And our favorite celebrities say, hey, I made this one mistake, and here's what I learned from it. Don't you make the same mistake. Maybe you can learn from my mistake. Maybe I can keep you from making the same mistakes I did. Let's review my 3 thoughts. A big televised event hosted by Conan O'Brien, where he walks our presidential candidates through their list of dirty laundry and their mistakes of the past and helps America. If anyone can help America forgive our politicians, it's Conan O'Brien. Big televised event. Big confession night before all the debates, before all the issues get into. Get all that shit out there so we don't hear about it later. So we don't get confused later. We're able to focus on politics. All right. I know I'm voting for this woman who had a drug addiction, who has at one point struggled with alcohol, who is an addict. Who's taking the steps to beat it. I know I'm willingly voting for this person, and I appreciate that candidacy. Candidness from candidates. Candid candidates. Oh, I think we just came up with a name for it. Candid candidates. Shit. Idea hug. Second thought is make it a big charity event. All proceeds go to raise funds for charity. People are going to tune in from all over the world. And the third thing is, why limit this just to politicians? Let's make this a thing for anyone who wants to confess. Anyone who's in the public eye. Now's your chance. Here's a night for you. Teach a lesson. Tell us something good. I think this would be a cool thing. I think this would be something that could help our country. The main thing I keep coming back to on this idea is let's limit the distractions. You know, if there is a way to limit the distractions of somebody's public service that's going to take place later, let's try to get as many of them out of the way as we can. You know, let us relate to these people on a human level. They're not gods. They're not supernatural. They're not better than anybody else. Let's relate to them on this level. Let's have a chance to forgive them ahead of time. Let's have a chance to know their weaknesses. Tonight I want to confess my weaknesses. Tonight I want to confess some things that I struggled with. I hope you'll forgive me, America. I hope you'll forgive me, my family. But I'm willing to put my life on the line. I'm willing to lay it all out there and give up a lot of my freedom and give up a lot of my time and give up a lot of what I enjoyed as a wealthy celebrity or a wealthy leader and try to serve America, try to make our country better. This could be a big event. This could be fun. It could be emotional. It could be healing. And it could save us a lot of pitfalls in the past because we are dumb. We as an American audience, as American voters, are dumb and we get confused and we get sad. We get all shitty when we hear that our leaders have made mistakes. Let's deal with them all up front. That doesn't mean they're not going to make any more later. Maybe this sets a precedent too where every 6 months our Senate and our president do confessions. Hey guys, we're doing our best for you, but we really fucked up on that Iraq deal. I want to apologize. We should have listened to you more. We should have listened to our voters more. We should have listened to our people more. We should have listened to the letters you wrote. What if it just became a part of our political culture where every 6 months, Congress issues apologies? We were arrogant. Our hubris took over. Fuck. God damn. I think we're getting into a whole new industry here. The industry of confession. The industry of vulnerability and transparency. Shit. This could be really good. This could be really good. You have been with us at Idea Hug tonight. Submit your ideas to myideahug@gmail.com. We'll try to get to them. We'll try to get them on the show. You can download any of our podcasts at iTunes, wherever podcasts are stored and listened to. And check us out on YouTube as well. Send us emails. Give us shout-outs. We love you. And keep coming up with good ideas. Hang out with people who are about ideas, okay? If your best friends are all about gossip, if your best friends are all about just talking shit about people, find some new friends. Find people who enjoy ideas, discussing ideas, bonding over ideas. That's what we do at Idea Hug. Get cray cray. I love you. Have a good one.